It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I tweeted about this yesterday. You know, my mom and I haven't talked to each other in months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you guys why it would take years and years and years and years. But basically, my mom said to me around, like, I don't know, November or something, like, this relationship, I can't, I've got too much going on right now, and this relationship is too hurtful. I don't want to speak to you. So, whatever. So then a couple of months later, she emails me back, and she's like, okay, I'm ready to talk now. I'm feeling healthy. So I sent her one back saying, you know, my life's really not on your timetable. So I'll hit you back when I'm ready for this. So we haven't talked to each other at all. And the things that led up to it, just there's so many. There are years and years and years and stuff. Just can't get into the whole thing. So I got a letter from her 48 hours ago in the mail.
Hmm.
And I haven't opened it up.
You mean like a handwritten letter?
You haven't.
Handwritten letter, snail mail.
Ooh.
And I just know the pattern, man. Like, I know that the things she's going to say in there are going to be hurtful. So it's sitting on my counter right now. And I have no idea when I'm going to open it up.
Happy Mother's Day.
I wouldn't do it on Sunday, yeah.
Right. Oof. Now, I could open it up and, you know, it could be like a complete reconciliation note. Who knows? Like, I'm so sorry that this has happened to us. We should be past this. But my gut says there are going to be daggers flown in that thing.
Mm. What? I don't understand.
That's what she does. She just like...
Like, I could understand a parent who had a child that maybe put them through... A whole lot of whatever, like I can't even imagine it. Because typically parents who have kids that are, you know, drug addicts and stealing from them and, you know, doing everything possible to hurt them, those parents are still, like, would never throw daggers at their kids. I don't get it.
As a parent, I can't understand it either. Like, the things that my parents have said to me over the years, I could never, ever say to my children. Because you don't go out of your way to hurt your kids, right?
Right.
And that's why I don't think that she goes out of her way to hurt me, but she says things unknowingly that are just really hurtful as a child. And I'm at a place right now where I just don't feel like dealing with it, but that letter is always, it's there,
Bert,
on the counter, just
Bert,
calling me like, you want to deal with me now? It's either deal with me now or deal with me later, but you're going to deal with me. So it's just sitting there right now.
What do you think you're going to do with it?
Roll it up and smoke it.
Well, the suggestions that I got on Facebook and Twitter yesterday I thought were really good, and ones that I hadn't thought of is have Stacy open it. And then she's sort of the filter saying, yeah, this is something that you could probably take right now, or no, let's wait a couple of months before we deal with it.
But even if she says that, it'll still eat at you, you know? Is it... How now, as you've grown older and you've gone through this phase with your parents several times, how long does it take you to recover from something that is hurtful?
It used to be easier. Now it's getting harder.
Really?
As I get older, yeah.
Because I was going to say, just rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with. But if it's going to take a while for you to recover from it, then I would wait until, you know, after, when you have time to do that.
I tell you what I think's happened is, you know, before I met Stacy and before I was getting a whole bunch of therapy, I just thought this was how families did things. And now I know differently. So when I get stuff like this, it hurts more.
Yeah.
Because you know it's so unhealthy.
Because I know it's so unhealthy and it's so unusual, you know?
I would say the opposite of the rip the Band-Aid off thing. I would say wait. Because this is a big month of celebrations for your family.
Yeah.
Like your wedding anniversary, Hollis's birthday, your wife's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Like this is, May is always like a big month for you. Like a big month of celebrations. And you should be able to celebrate all of those things. They're all like really awesome things for your family. So like maybe wait till June 1st.
I think that's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that.
As long as it doesn't, but then you have to put the letter away from you so you don't see it.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much it's in your head that it's sitting there.
Well, the importance of celebrating all these things might take precedence over, you know, sort of the curiosity of what's in that letter. That's a good point that I hadn't even thought about.
Because if that
How can you just totally compartmentalize it, though, and not think about it, you know?
I mean, only you can answer that.
Right, I can't.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want it to be a dark cloud over this month that's supposed to be such a celebration of your life.
Well, either way, it will be. Either dealing with it or not dealing with it is still going to be a dark cloud, right?
So, how well is Hayden reading?
Oh, you think that's a good solution?
You can make this into a lesson. That's
you are
very
so
good.
Ready to be a parent. I didn't know until just now.
That's what I was thinking. You see, you know, you could be a learning experience.
You can use big words.
Uh-huh. If it's talked about, rumored, or gossiped, you'll hear it first on Jen Hobby's Entertainment Buzz, Q100.
Sound it out, Hayden. Dysfunctional.
Look, Daddy, there's fun in this dysfunctional world.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.